life's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the second day of December 2019. Welcome to tonight's program, wherever you are in the country. I'm glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We'll bring up a special guest in a minute, and I'll tell you who she is in a minute, and you know why she's special. I mention her every night. You probably know who I'm talking about. But anyway, before I do that, I want to apologize for last Wednesday night. We couldn't be on the air simply because the Internet wasn't working. And so we had to do a rebroadcast and do the best we can. So all I can say is these things happen. And if they're going to happen, they generally happen when you're trying to do a live program. You know that already. So that's just the way it is. And I want to welcome again tonight. For the first time, we'll be airing on 3215 WWCR at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern with your rebroadcast tonight's program. So we're doing that Monday through Wednesday with our program. And then we're doing it also on Thursday and Friday night with the broadcast I do with Melody Cederstrom on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock p.m. They'll be rebroadcast on Thursday and Friday night broadcasts in our slot because, you know, I only do three nights a week live. So if you don't mind, we'll do that way and see how it works out. And maybe we can bless a few people with some truth and make a difference. I hope we can do that. And we're going to have church this coming weekend, weather permitting. We had a pretty good snow last night here and it got kind of cold, but I think it's clear up. We're going to have church this weekend. You can join us, of course, by phone or on live stream. I'll tell you about that more later in the week. And I hope you will join us. I hope you watch what's going on and pay attention. I think you're going to enjoy the current events. And I think you're really going to enjoy the Bible study because it's probably the top five most important ones ever done. It's going to be a teaching on how to know that you've been saved. How to know. I tell you, folks, I don't want to scare you, but Christ himself said, many will come in my name, and I don't know them. Now, we're going to teach how you can know that you've been born again. That's vitally important. And, of course, tonight we're starting with the first broadcast tonight on KTW on 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM. In Washington State. I hope that'll be 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Now, I'll be in bed by then. Most people will be on the West Coast, though. If you don't mind staying up a little later, 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, you'll hear our broadcast. I did an intro to the programming yesterday afternoon with Tom Reed. He'll play that tonight, and starting tomorrow night, you'll hear tonight's program tomorrow night. We'll be one day delayed broadcasting on KTW on 6:30 a.m. and 96.5 FM. And next week we'll be starting on probably another 4 to 6 stations. I'll let you know where they're going to be and all about that just soon to find the information, okay? So, again, I'm glad you're with us. And as always, our shortwave is paid for 3 nights a month with a lady named Melody Cederstrom with discount gold and silver. She's been good this ministry for a lot of years. She's been a good friend, too. And we have a lot of fun together, doing broadcasts together and talking once in a while. You know, folks, friendship and the fellowship you have in Christ are the most precious things on earth. And I'm happy to say that I share that with Melody Cederstrom. And what she has done for us and for my family and for y'all out there trying to help you all understand things is a priceless gift. And I want to say that very clearly. By the way, we're still offering the book. The Grand Design Exposed, folks, it's a book that you got to have. I do not agree with all of it, but if you want to see how the Freemasons had a hand in this nation, if you want to understand the truth behind it and why a lot of the reasons why it was formed and why the Freemasons were involved, 1295, this book will teach you a lot of things. That Washington, D.C. was built on a piece of land that was once called Rome, owned by a guy named Pope. It's all there. I'm not making it up. I'm telling you the truth. 1295. You can order it by call if you want at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you call 304-846-4403. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Just tell us you want to book the Grand Design Exposed, $12.95. Credit card, debit card, whatever, we don't care. Or you can write to us. Just call Margaret to get the address off Lisa. And ask for address and work by mail if you like. A check of mail order at, again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, get the announcements out of the way because I think they're important, but not as important as our guest tonight. Again, if you listen on shortwave, our guest tonight is the one you can thank for. She donated 3 hours of her time every night to this ministry so we go back on the radio. I don't take that as a small gift. I don't take it lightly. It was a sacrifice on her part. You know, she could be airing her broadcast, but instead she said, hey, why don't you do this and take these 3 hours? And it's such a blessing to be able to do that. Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for having me on your program this evening.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, I was just thinking, as we go on the air tonight, we go back a few years, don't we?
We do. I remember we first advertised with you in probably 1995 is when for a couple of years, and then we sort of, you know, said hello to one another, and then probably from 2004 maybe it was we reconnected, and here we are today. And it's been a blessing.
We are today. Uh-huh. Aren't you glad that we got younger instead of older?
Well, I know.
No comment.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You know, I'm 39.
Oh my gracious.
And
I understand
I'm holding.
I'm only 42, so yeah. Okay. Now,
yeah, all right.
I know a lot of people that don't know who
maybe
you are.
Maybe we should sell that.
We're gonna have, boy, if we can figure that out, we would be doing all right, no doubt about it. But anyway, you know, we have a lot of new listeners coming in now, I'm sure, because we're getting some more radio stations right now because of a gift from a lady out of Arizona. We're at another extra hour on 3215 on shortwave starting tonight on KTW at two different places. And this week we'll be starting on about another 4 to 6 radio stations scattered across country. But we have a lot of new listeners that does not know who Melody Seastrom is. And folks, let me tell you this before we get started. I'm going to let her do a little bit of a bio and give us an update, tell us a bit about her history and where she come from and a little bit about Melody. But let me tell you this, as I hope you trust me, as a friend and a pastor and a brother in Christ, Melody Seastrom is above board, as above board as anybody else out there. Totally honest, straightforward, and she will tell you the truth. And she will not try to sell you something you don't want. She won't try to sell you something you can't afford. She is the most down-to-earth person that I've ever dealt with when it comes to precious metals. And I've dealt with a few different people. And ever since I've known her and done business with her, she's been a blessing to myself and my family. As a matter of fact, Melody, some years ago, you bought some stuff from me and I paid my house and property off 17 years early because of that. And I don't know if you remember that or not, but it's been probably eight or nine years ago. But it paid off my home. And I want to say, because I listened to Bob Chapman, a guy I miss very much, and some others, including your deceased spouse, talk about why we should buy some precious coins. And when I started doing it, I didn't know what was going to happen. It was new to me. But because I did, I'm debt free, folks. I'm debt free. Thank God I listened to wise counsel. Melody, tell the folks a little bit about you for the new listeners, a little bit of your background and how long you've been doing this type of thing.
Well, you know, my background, and I think I was where a lot of folks were. We really didn't know what was going on. You know, we let life, we were involved in life. We did what we had to do. We were working and learning and educating. I spent most of my business years in business and banking. And gradually as long as you've had that strong, conservative, Christian background, I think that's truly what guided me to where I am today. I mean, certainly there was lots of, you know, bad times along with the good times, but, you know, and I certainly made wrong choices when I had the opportunity to make better choices. But I think all of that was a learning curve, and it really, truly got, and I do believe I am here today and this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. It's kind of weird, but I know you probably hear a lot of people say that. But when I look back and see how things changed and the decisions that I made, whether they were good or bad, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I don't take my job lightly. I've learned through the insurance business, the banking business. It gave me an idea. It opened my eyes, and it was easier to connect the dots, I think, because of my background. And I learned a tremendous amount of information and guidance from my customers from when I started back in 1995. Listening. That's the one thing that people do not do. People don't listen. I do, and I learned a lot. And you know, 25 years later, here I am. And I don't know what else to say. I'm not good at patting myself on the back. I'm not good at talking about myself. I'd rather be talking about, what do people do? I'd rather talk about you, Butch. I'd rather talk about you.
But call me names. Anyway, go ahead.
But no, I do believe in what I do. I couldn't do it otherwise because I'm not a salesperson. I try to educate, and I don't try to twist people's arms into buying. We never initiate calls to clients. They call us, and that's how it has been for 25 years. So,
well, you know,
ask me a question or something.
Said it all. I mean, I will. Don't worry. But you know, 25 years and still in business—that in itself speaks a lot about your integrity and what kind of business you've done. Because if you've been cheating people all these years, you've been out of business a long time ago, Melody. People will caught on to it sooner or later.
That's one thing from day one that I have to appreciate was. With my spouse at that time, that's how we started and that's how we stayed. And even when I went on my own, that's how I stayed. And on our website, we have a Christian company. And I'm asked every day, well, are you a Christian? It's like, well, yes, I am. But I don't use my Christianity to sell gold and silver. I've been told to take that off the website, that we'd be able to sell more product. It's like, why would I do that? I mean, to me, why would I do that? I'm not going to do that just so I can sell more gold and silver to people who perhaps don't have that belief. I don't know if I'd want to do business with. I mean, I don't ask that question to my customers. I don't ask them if they're a Christian. But I have lots of clients who come to me because of that statement on the website.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
And I'm proud of it.
Humbled.
Nothing,
that's for sure. Humbled by, not to be ashamed of it at all. So you've been around this business for a while. I know you haven't become a multimillionaire, but you made a living at it because you've been honest at it. And I've dealt with you, I know, and I've talked to a lot of people who've dealt with you in the past who are very pleased with your services. Now, I've got some news I want to cover with you in a minute, too, but this is a question, too. If somebody calls you, and they're in the same boat I was for years, Melody, I started out buying one silver dollar at a time, and they were $3 a piece back then. That's all I could afford. I was putting a couple of boys through college and trying to pay the bills, and I didn't have a lot of money to spare. So if I saw them on sale in a magazine or at a yard sale, of what I could afford, I bought. And that's how I started. And by the grace of God, I got to the point where I said I could pay off the house and everything 17 years early. What a blessing. But it didn't come to me overnight. If somebody calls you and said that they're really tight on funds and they can only spare $50, $100, $150, $200 a month, can you help them?
What I don't want them to do is use their income to buy gold and silver, and they have to turn around and sell it a couple months later to use it for something. This has to be a savings that you're going to put away and not use. You only want to use your disposable income to purchase gold and silver, because it just isn't going to work if you spend something today and have to sell it a couple months from now. You'll just lose.
That's
You're
true.
Better off holding that cash. And I will tell my customers who have smaller budgets, I will ask them, is this cost effective for you? Because that's what it's all about. Do we add shipping costs? Yes. How much, you know, so it isn't just about, can I help someone with a small, yes, of course, I will help any way I can. Sometimes just with information, sometimes with direction on how they can go about getting the most for their dollars, making sure that they're purchasing the right product for their money. All of that is services that we supply at no cost, even if you don't buy from us. Sometimes I might tell them to do exactly what you did. You know, if you're at the flea market, if you're, but you still want to buy quality product.
Yes,
don't forget
yes.
quality. You don't want to buy something just to buy something. You know, because in the long run, it's not going to serve you best. You don't want to own your own coin store. So as you're going along and accumulating, you want to accumulate items that, you know, it does become more of a collection and so forth, not a coin store. So this is the advice that you need, or my opinion, as you go along making purchases no matter what you spend. So again, it's really not the dollar amount. It's what you do and how you do it with the dollars that you have.
Amen. That's exactly right. That was a very good answer. Very good answer. And folks, yes, she's right. You can't buy this month and sell back next month. You're not going to, if it goes up, it's not going to go up a huge amount in a month's time normally. So what you can afford to put back, whether it's $50 or $100,000, buy it and the idea of keeping it until the right time to do what you have to do with it. And over the years, I've been able to sell some of mine back to pay for one of my mm-hmm. son's surgeries, and that, which is, by the way, $20,000. I don't mind telling you. Paid for the surgery, small thing to be able to do because I listened to wise counsel. So anyway, by the way, we're going to take phone calls too. If you want to call and talk to us sometime this hour, you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But you know, we hear it all the time, and I hear it, and I'm tired of hearing it. The best economy the nation's ever been in. Jobs are booming, and everything's fine. Black Friday was a huge success, the biggest spending. Cyber Monday, and I think Black Friday too. The most spending ever done on a Christmas spending spree. Well, I can't say yea or nay on that, but I do know a lot of people. I think last year they said like some 50 million were still in debt from last year's Christmas spending. That's insane. But be as it may, American jobs are getting worse. New economic index shows. Now, folks, that doesn't mean people. This does not mean jobs are not available. But listen to this very quickly. Although the U.S. is on a record streak for job creation, many Americans still feel like they can't get ahead. It's not the imagination. The last three decades has seen the economy churn out more and more jobs that offer inadequate pay, a group of researchers found. The history of private sector employment in the U.S. over the past three decades is one of overall degradation and the ability of many Americans' jobs to support households, even those with multiple job holders, they wrote. Now, that is absolutely true. You know, yeah, there are more jobs, and I see help on the signs everywhere, most of them fast food. And that's a job. I'm not knocking it. Believe me, I'm not. I'm certainly not knocking that. But a person has a hard time supporting a family on minimum wage, or even a little bit more, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes as those wages grow, you have more taxes to pay and end up with less if you would have just left well enough alone. And usually someone somewhere along the line, and there's now that it's an election year, more information is coming out, more articles are being written, I should say, that, oh, the minimum wage has not lost jobs. You know, that people, the wages, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you really have to take a look around and take all this information in. Because when they raise minimum, when businesses are forced to raise minimum wage, people go out, people lose their jobs. The small business owner can't absorb the cost. Now, the Walmarts might be able to, but you also read articles about how Walmart will lay off before they increase the wages, or hours will be cut. Somehow, some way, they will be forced to make up the increase of wages.
Of course.
And with inflation coming, inflation is not going away. Things are going to continue to get more and more expensive, and therefore your dollars are buying worse. People are not getting ahead. They're busy. People are busy everywhere, but they're not getting ahead.
Well, you know, it has to be discouraging when you work 8, 12, sometimes 16 hours a day or more. I know people do that. I just talked to a lady the other day, works all day at a local bank. She cleans a bank after work, and she works at a store on weekends. Now, she certainly isn't lazy. But, you know, that's a grueling pace, Melanie, to work, you know, 8 hours and then who long, another 2-3 hours to clean the place up and then go to the department store on weekends when you should be home resting. That's a hard pace to maintain, I would think. So they're not lazy people. They're just having a hard time making it. And that's because inflation. And people think, well, minimum wage is good. No, honey, minimum wage is not good. When a business is forced to pay you more, they cut hours, they cut employees, they raise prices, make a difference. So the first place was started back in the Roosevelt back in the 1930s. That's just the way it is. But now, Melody, talking about finances, guess what banks have found out they can make money with?
Tell me.
They're going to sell you information on you. There's a powerful new player watching what you buy, so it can tailor product offerings for you, the bank behind your credit or debit card. For years, Google and Facebook said that banks used to be, they were basically private entities that didn't want us to know what you were doing. But now they're going to take the information what you buy with your credit card, debit card, whatever, and they're going to put it up for people to send you advertisements. You know. I bought a pair of boots for a young lady who got married. I did a wedding for her this past July. I bought it. She loved cowboy boots. I bought a pair of boots. And would you believe for about a month after that, I kept getting ads on my email for boots?
Absolutely. And I think they've been doing it from a long time. And I think they condition folks to, you know, basically ask for it. Because I think it, I don't know, I'm sure other businesses did it. But the big one is the grocery stores when they gave you your little card. And you'd go in and use it. And the next thing you know, you're getting advertisements for what you're purchasing. You know, you get discounts and so forth. They keep track of what you're buying at the grocery store. I have yet to have one of those cards. Every time I go in, they keep telling me, well, you know, we can't use the manager's card anymore on you. And so I go to a different store, you know, because I will not get one of those cards for where they can track what I buy. And the banks and every other business and their brother is doing it. We don't, but everybody else is doing it. And it's big business. You can be talking about something, and next thing you know, you're getting advertisements for it. They listen, they hear, and I think that's what computers do. They have cameras, it's audio, so why wouldn't they listen?
Well, again, it's a lucrative side business, too, selling information. And, you know, it's amazing the schemes they come up with, I mean, not just banks, but so many different businesses to make money off you. I mean, things that you never would have dreamed of yourself could be used. You know, and who would have thought this 30, 40 years ago that they'd be selling information about Mel Sutton about last week to somebody to show her advertisement on a computer or by mail or however they want to do it. That's not an old phenomenon. That's just restarted recently since we all got on computer and online and connected to everybody out there. Everything you buy online or by credit card, obviously the information is put out on the net and everybody knows that's what you bought and they're going to send you information, try to entice you buying something else. That's just the way it is, people. Now the banks are going to do it because they're making money at it. One more thing on news I want to cover before we go to break. $1 trillion deficits, as far as I can see, and hardly a voice of caution to be heard. Now, folks, this is a very important statement we'll make here. In the old days, a decade or so ago, old days, Democrats would have assailed Donald Trump's failure on federal deficits. Instead of eliminating it, as promised, the deficit has doubled to $1 trillion, as far as the eye can see. Republicans would be in full fury over the spending of schemes. Democrats, presidential candidates, even the mainstream moderates proposed huge increases for health care, education, and social security, safety for the net for the disadvantaged. Yet deficits as a political issue are dead. We're spending more. I can remember it wasn't long ago, Melody, when the people in the office said, "Well, we're going to cut the deficit. We're going to cut back on this. We're going to have fiscal responsibility." And now it's worse than a Trump never had been at the end of the president, and no one even mentions it. Neither side of the party mentions it. Matter of fact, the Democrats want to spend trillions and trillions more. What happened to the idea that they're going to trim the budget and save money?
Well, that was supposed to have been the Republicans were supposed to have been the party of fiscal responsibility. Well, that was thrown out the window. And, of course, they all know where this is headed. They all know we're bankrupt. They all know this is debt that can't be paid. So what else are they going to do? They're going to support each other, allow it to go. They're not going to whisper peep because it's all about the stock market, because the stock market is the economy. That's what's great. The stock market, not the economy. Sure, there's pockets you see building. People are working and so forth, but are they getting ahead? No, they're not. And I guess you can say it's good as long as you have a job. But on the other hand, how long is that going to happen? You know, they're pumping trillions of dollars in these economies globally here right at home just to keep the systems going. We are so interconnected. And to one degree, that's why it's still functioning, because we are so interconnected. They're all helping one another to keep the ball together.
Very
but
true.
once one of them fails, and that's exactly what happened after the Great Recession. Heck, we used all the firepower that we had to keep the system going, all the bailouts and everything else, all the trillions of dollars being pumped in the system, the Fed buying back. You name it, you know it. What was there to do afterwards? They were able to connect globally, and that's exactly what they did. Now you have the world systems that are pumping money into it. They have to keep doing it. What's after that? What can they possibly do after that?
And how many billions they pumped into it in the last month or so to keep everything rolling, keep the loop? Oh, we're going to break. Folks, back to break. We'll take phone calls, too. I wish you'd call us questions, because you know more than I probably do. Ask some questions for us. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, we are back, and yeah, I'm on the phone. I guess I didn't know it on my end, but a producer, Todd, said I was breaking up really bad on the Comrex, which is Feb Internet, so nothing to do except get on the phone. Bear with us. We'll do the best we can. With live radio, anything can happen. If you want to call and talk to us, 844-769-2944.
Melody, how many billions has the Fed pumped into the system to keep the banks afloat the last couple of months?
Well, there's another $98 billion, I believe, overnight being pumped in. I mean, it can be anywhere $98 million, over $100 million. I've seen, you know, it could be $60 million and being pumped into the repo market. And, you know, it's the repo market is just a short-term borrowing. It's mainly in government securities. And investors buys them back shortly afterwards, you know, sometimes the following day at a slightly higher price. So it's a market. It's a borrowing, a short term borrowing. And you could say, well, they pay it back and so forth and whatnot. But what it tells us is that there's no money there, and that the Fed stepped in to provide this liquidity for. And so it tells me this isn't normal, is what it really tells us. It means there is something deep going on with the structure. The money is drying up. And then the funny thing about it is they're saying, I've been reading articles where they're saying that a lot of this repo money that they're borrowing, it's actually going back into the multinational corporations as buybacks to pump the market up. Gee, we have just hit some record highs again. And if you look back at some of the dates to where the repo money started going, being fed by the Federal Reserve, is at the same time the stock market started going up and heading record highs about the end of September through October. So coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences. So again, it's not natural. It's not a normal working function. And to me, it is a crack in the system. They were only going to do this for, you know, like until the 1st of October. Here we are, the 1st of December, and they're still doing it. So, again, I believe, and they did the same thing in 2008. So, again, it's a sign, it's a signal to tell us that things are not right in the banking system, in the great economy of the United States.
Well, now, they didn't do as much in 2008 as they've done already now, have they? I don't think it was quite as desperate then, was it, or was it?
Well, you can't compare today. I mean, the numbers are different and so forth. So I don't know what they were doing in 2008, but my reference to 2008 is they were pumping money into the repo market.
Right.
And well, now, so, again.
Go ahead.
So, again, here's another comparison to 2008, or I don't know the exact date. It could have been the end of 2007, but heading into the Great Recession of 2008, the Fed was pumping money into the repo market because the liquidity was dry, the monies was drying up. So, similar.
Well, that should cause inflation, too, should it not?
Even if it does, are we ever told that it is?
Well, no, of course not. But
I mean, Butch, you know we're below 2% inflation. Come on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But they're just pumping air into a balloon. There's nothing really there. They just keep on pumping nothing into nothing. Before we go to a caller, what did the markets do today? I didn't get a chance to check them.
The market was down a little over 250 points, if I recall correctly. So they were down. The Dow wasn't down a full percentage point, but close. So,
okay,
what's interesting is early morning trade. When I first get up in the morning, I'll turn on Bloomberg to see what the markets are doing, and the Dow was actually up 100 points. So it gradually lost steam as we opened. It went down to 50, and it just pretty much stayed there all day long.
And what did gold and silver do today?
There was a little pressure on gold. Gold was down about $1.50. We're looking at 1463 for gold. Silver cracked 1700. It's 1698. But what was interesting is the dollar was actually a little weaker today. Now in the aftermarket, it shows the dollar a little bit stronger, but not by much.
Okay. Yeah, it's amazing. Again, I keep watching this. No matter what happens, and we've watched things happen that 10 years ago would knock the market back 500 points. They just shake it off and go on. It's amazing. Nothing shakes the market, at least not more than one day. It regains it all next day and more. So there's something behind this that's just not obviously real. Let's take a phone call from a friend up in Ohio. Let's talk to Addison. Addison, welcome. Come on in.
Well, hello, Pastor, and hello, Melody.
Hi,
how
Addison.
How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Oh, yes, and thanks for the order today, Melody.
Well, thank you.
You've taken good care of us. We've ordered from you multiple times this year, and what a blessing it is to talk to you and do business with you. I just want you to know that, Melody.
Well, thank you very much.
There is a question I need to ask. You know, with these repo markets, okay, prior to, I'd say, sometime in October, they've been adding an interest rate to this repo market, which they've never done before. This is what I was hearing just there a couple days ago, and something that just hit me today is Deutsche Bank. It's just about ready to, I don't even know how it's holding up. So the only thing I'm thinking is holding it up is they're using our federal banking system to keep the repo market, to keep the Deutsche Bank going. I don't know that for a fact, but how else is it going right now?
Any comments on that, Melody?
I don't know about Deutsche Bank. I mean, it's the elitist bank, and so, you know, it could be. I mean, there's a possibility, but there's going to be a bank that takes the fall, and we all know it's going to be Deutsche Bank. We just don't know when. But there's always interest rates tagged to the repo loans. It's just the point is what happens is you if there's no money available, that means those higher the rates get higher and higher, and that's what happened back in the I don't know the exact date in September. You had the repo rates was like 10%, so that's why the Fed came in to drop that rate, and that's what happened in 2007, 2008, whatever the time. The rate was very high. The interest rate was very high. So they came in there, and that's what, was part of it was a key aspect of the subprime mortgage crisis was the rate. So they keep it low. It should be, I don't know how they price the interest rate, but it shouldn't be 10% or 11%. And that's what it was in September. So that's why the Fed stepped in, and that's why they have to keep being stepped in. But my question is, why did that rate spike? And that's because rates spike because lack of confidence. The whole system is based on lack of confidence. I mean, the whole system is based on confidence.
Was it instead of 25 million, they wanted 100 million? And they started thinking, well, if you need 100 million, you might be in trouble.
Well, I don't think that's why they're I don't know. I can't answer that question. But I don't think it's directly related to Deutsche Bank. It might, but I think it's related to the system. I think it's related to our banking system is not how a real normal system works. And these are the cracks, and this is what they can't control. So they can pump money into these various areas, but they only ties them over for so long. Now, this is the first domino. What's the domino after this?
That's right.
This just isn't going to go away. It's not going to be everybody wakes up one day and all of a sudden, oh, we don't need to, make sure that these aftermarket borrowing is taken care of and we're back to normal. No. Where there's an action, there's a reaction. We have yet to see the reaction.
Very true. Well, good question. Anything else?
Yeah, we also been, the Bretton Woods conference, which made the U.S. dollar the petrodollar throughout the world, and to buy oil worldwide since actually since World War II. I'm here in China backing their money by gold, the yuan. And I'm hearing Russia, Iran, now India. India is the biggest buyer of silver by far. I know that they're trying to jump out of the dollar. If they do that, I don't. There's a breaking point some point in time here.
Oh, it has to be. I got to jump. A good call, and thanks for calling, brother.
Hey, catch you later.
Appreciate you very much. Okay, you have a good one. Appreciate it. And you know, it is again. Go ahead, Melly.
You know what I believe is the world is positioning themselves for this collapse. Everybody knows. The only people that don't know that's coming are the people in this country, and maybe some of the European countries that have bought up into the premise that everything is good and fine and dandy. But I believe countries are set. They're setting their partners. You have China that has been working with various nations. And yes, you know, we talk about we want to bring everybody home. We want to get out of the world's business. But I think we're past that point. And if we don't make our position and become strong, that's what all these other nations are doing. They're signing their own trade agreements. We're being left out to some degree. So, and I think as far, and this, my comments to that is in relationship to the dollar. We still do, I don't know, 85, 90% of the world's transaction is done in the dollar.
That's true.
Yeah, we're going to see, so how much falling away has to happen. And so I don't worry about other countries moving away. I mean, look at the Saudis. Look what we've been doing to keep the Saudis happy. You know, we've been funneling money to them so they can complete their war in the Yemen. We don't care about those lives. Look at the humanitarian crisis that's there. You know, look at all the other, look, we're selling missiles and everything else to the Saudis. And so, you know, that's our arrangement. You keep pumping that oil and keep selling it in dollars and, you know, we'll do whatever you want us to do. They own the largest oil refinery here in the United States. Why? How
good
does
point.
This all
good
get
question.
Done?
Good question. Well, you know what, and we do know that the world system, financial system, is they're linked together now. We like it or not, we're linked together not just by the dollar or by other denominations. We're linked together by computer finances also, not even on paper. So we're all linked together, good or bad, and it is bad. We're linked together, and with one go, it's going to hurt everybody. Let's stay in Ohio, and let's talk to Bruce. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Pastor.
Come on
Bruce.
In.
Pastor Bruce. Melody.
Hey,
I got an article I think pretty prophetic today on the news service here. It says United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres proposes sending a global military force into Gaza to defend the Hamas from Israel after terrorists fire rockets. Israel has been killing a lot of the Palestinians, and the UN Secretary wants to send a global military force to protect the Palestinians. But in Luke 21:20, Jesus says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that the abomination of desolation is near. I found this very prophetic.
Well, yeah, it is, and I don't consider Israel any more important than the other nation, or any better or any worse. But Israel is going to be the Middle East, because of Israel, is going to be where the next major war is going to start, probably the last one, third World War. And you're right, it's prophecy being fulfilled, and Trump moving the embassy to Jerusalem is prophecy being fulfilled. He may not know it, but he's fulfilling prophecy leading up to the, we'll say, the last days of this world before the third World War comes in, and then who knows what's going to happen. I don't know. But things are heating up everywhere. Bruce, you're right.
Amen.
Any comments on that, Melody?
Well, you know, we all forgot about Kushner was supposed to be releasing a Middle East peace plan in two parts, two phases. Supposedly, I can't remember the one. One is supposed to be economical, and now all of a sudden you don't hear anything about that. That's I haven't heard anything about that.
No,
not since,
it died off.
You know, and I've been reading Kushner is now working on the wall. So I guess the Middle East peace plan coming from the administration has been scrapped, I guess.
Yep. I think you're right. I haven't heard a word about it. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, today's DEPCA file, Trump and Netanyahu confirm U.S.-Israeli military coordination against a threatened Iranian attack. So Mr. Netanyahu is going through some a lot of things there in Israel. He's, you know, being accused of some underhanded things. And, of course, Mr. Trump's threatened with impeachment. I wonder if they just might get this war started to take, you know, take off their things off the political scale. But at the same time, naval exercises of Iran, Russia, China to begin in late December. Delegation of three nations draft a preliminary plan for drills in October that they're going to start December 22nd through January 20th of 2020. Iran, Russia, and China will hold joint naval exercises in the Indian Ocean. So things are preparing for major conflict in the Middle East, man.
But well, you know, there was a time these kind of rumors would affect the market. they don't phase anymore. You can tell it's all hot air because they just keep pumping it up. Nothing seems to phase it. Good call, Bruce. Well, I appreciate the information. Go ahead.
When the bombs start dropping and it closes the Strait of Hormuz, you watch it's going to affect them big time then.
Oh, it's going to affect the world, but it's going to hurt us big time. Thanks, Bruce. Good call. And folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, Melody, he's talking about, of course, wars, rumors of wars that's prophesied in the Bible. And people think, well, what's that have to do with finances? Everything. War has been a way after the Great Depression. Roosevelt got us into World War II. Now, folks, I said he got us into it. He did. I won't get into it right now, but he did. And that got the economy going again and kept it going after the war also. War is profitable for some industries, profitable for some men who are behind it to make the money off of it. But it does affect the common people. I mean, Melody, if they close off the Straits of Hormuz, that's going to make a huge difference in what we pay for gasoline here, not to mention heating, fuel, and everything else, is it not?
Well, it is. And, I mean, I think, and at that point, I don't know, Butch. I mean, it's, in today's world, anything could happen at any one time. And I can't predict what will happen after a war. I mean, the common sense is oil prices are going to rise, dollar is going to fall, markets will crash, and so forth. It depends on how they fight this war anymore. Will they, what's, to me, it is, they have Iran, you have Russia, and I'm not an expert when it comes to military and all this, but I read enough. And as I said earlier, that these countries they're finding their friends. The world is rearranging their allies. You have Iran, Russia, and China coming together. You may as well throw North Korea in there, too. North Korea is just kind of like a wild man anymore. He's just doing whatever he wants to do, and absolutely nobody's saying anything at all. But you have Iran, Russia, and China. Can the United States beat those three nations?
No, I don't think the manpower that could be the one. I don't think so at all. Melody, you've been doing this a long time. You've seen a lot of ups and downs as far as the economics going. You've seen good times and bad times. You've seen prices of gold and silver skyrocket. You've seen it come back down, then hold steady and go back up again. With what knowledge you have, and we're less than a year away from that election. And I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. Only God knows for sure. But I look for a rough campaign, so to speak, a lot of dirt throwing between now and then. But if what I read coming together like I think it is, we're going to see a lot of civil unrest, no matter who wins. We're going to see a lot of things get a lot more tense through this next summer and into next election. And after that, no matter which side wins, it's going to really get tense. What do you think, how's that going to affect us, do you think, financially?
You know, no one likes social unrest. And, you know, you actually see one side being a little more violent than the other side. So we can see whatever, you know, President Trump wins this next election, yeah, I think you'll see social unrest. If another Democrat wins, I don't know. I don't know what will happen. But I don't want anything like that to happen. But we've become a very angry people. And to me, I believe this anger truly comes from one. It is done intentionally. It is promoted by the media. It is promoted by both sides of the political system to divide, to get us to this point. And they're succeeding. And people are falling in line, doing exactly what they want them to do. So there's a lot of anger out there. But the only reason that they can do that to move the masses in these two directions is because of the economy, because people are working harder and not getting anywhere, because people aren't working, period, because the dollar isn't sustaining. They can't buy what they used to buy. They're restless. They know there's something wrong, and they don't know who to direct their anger to. And I believe that that's what's being used to separate the two groups, the two sides, is them versus, you know, us versus them and so forth. And I think we're entering into a very dangerous area here in this country. So if we have a war breaking out, could that bring everybody together here? They're going to have to. So I think a lot of that is being waged. And I don't want to go into World War III. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't want to see bloodshed on the streets of the country either, but I do see it coming.
No.
If something isn't done to halt this soon, the lines are getting wider and wider. People can no longer really straddle them. They're going to have to choose a side. And it could get to a point, Melody, for folks like you and I, and I'm a very non-violent person. I don't want to ever have to use violence for any reason. But sooner or later, if the other side pushes hard enough, we have no choice to say that's enough. We can't do this anymore. And I don't want that to happen. And, of course, the answer is always turn back to God and come back to the moral basis he once had for us. And that, of course, it also affects everything in our life, including finances. But the way things are heading right now in this country, and I want people to keep their eyes on food prices. The farmers in this country this past year are just about wiped out. Matter of fact, many of them were wiped out. Food prices are going to skyrocket. Oh, well, we imported. I know we are imported, but the food price is going to start skyrocket. The American farmer is getting to be a thing of the past. The small farmer, Melody, that works so hard from dusk to dark to keep the food on the tables of this nation are just about a relic. The conglomerates are buying them up and put them out of business, and now it's run by corporations. But the American farmer has suffered a lot, and that's going to hurt us financially too for food and many other things. So things are not looking good in this country for those people that aren't playing for the future. And folks, you need to write this phone down and talk to Melody. Give her a call and ask her about what she thinks you should do and what you can afford to do. You call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And you want to tell about your website stuff, Melody, and your newsletter?
Sure. The website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And you can go on the website, and, of course, you can sign up for a weekly newsletter. And it's a little delayed this week only because of Thanksgiving. And we do a little blog at the end of the week to keep you posted on what's happening in the gold market and some other reports that might come out that we think is important to let you know about or just interesting sometimes. And so, again, dgscoins.com.
And, folks, 800-375-4188. I'm going to let Melody go now. And, Melody, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it. And I guess I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your program of Financial Survival.
Well, thank you for having me on this evening. It's been an honor to be on one of your first programs on some of the stations that you mentioned, KTW and the other one. So thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, listeners.
All right. I will see you tomorrow afternoon.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one. All right, folks, we're down to the last couple of minutes. I just want to tell you all again, thank you for your prayers and support. And as you know, I mentioned before, a lady in Arizona, her name was Louise, promised us years ago that when she passed, she wouldn't leave us something here for the ministry to help us to to grow the ministry. Well, she did leave some. It wasn't a fortune, but it was really a blessing that we can go on some more stations because Louise kept her word to us. She passed away a few months ago, and Pastor John Weaver, who knew her personally, him and his wife, visited Louise, was there when she said, please see the pastor which gets this. So because of her, she gave us a few gold coins. I've been able to sell those coins and go on KTW in Spokane, Washington. We've been able to go on 3215, 11 o'clock Eastern time. We're also going to be on some stations with Wilkins Communications. I don't know the exact location. I'll let you know when I can. But I want to thank all of you for your help and support. And I want maybe to add on some more items here that we can offer through this ministry, although I don't know what to do with that yet. I'm trying to pray this thing through. But I do covet your prayers, and I ask that you pray that for direction for me and for what we do in this to hope to please our Father in heaven and glorify Him. And maybe be able to help some people see the needs in a lot of different ways. And folks, planning for a financial future is not only a common sense thing, it's a biblical thing to do. The Bible tells us that a wise man, a good man, leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I hear people say all the time, well, I'm not worried about finances. I'll let the Lord take care of me. And they were told all through the scripture how to handle money, what to do with it, how to handle our incomes and what we have come given to us. But everybody thinks that's worldly. No, it's not worldly. It's common sense. I mean, it's just common sense and godly thing to do to provide for your family and for their future. Folks, Melody Houston will help you all she can if you just trust her with it and give her a call at 800-375-4188. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. But thank you for being there with us. We'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. And God bless you all. Good night. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.